Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that can assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. I am Kenny, and thank you so much for listening in today. Have you ever had a run-in with a difficult person? Of course you have. We all do. How do you feel when you walked away from that encounter? Were you angry? Maybe a little fearful? Were you saddened or emotionally drained by the encounter? Were you hyped up with your heart racing? Or anything that took you out of your energetic place? If you felt any of these, whether it was a sense of emotional draining or an amped up adrenaline, you fell into the drama of difficult people. You reacted to their energy instead of holding on to your own. Nothing wrong with that. That's not good nor bad. We're just going to try to talk today a little bit about ways to help you healthily deal with difficult people. And that brings us to our tool of the week, which is don't let difficult people ruin your day. I have asked the amazing Pam Thomas to join us to chat on this subject. The subject of dealing with difficult people is one of the most asked about topics in all the questions that I receive for the show. I've held off on addressing the topic because it was so common, I just knew that it was going to become a show of its own, and well, here it is. These questions about dealing with difficult people are, you know, honestly, they're difficult to answer because each person involved in each situation is so unique that there is just not a blanket answer to give you that will cover all the circumstances that you're going to face. People present as difficult for many reasons. Some of these are ego-based attitudes. Some of it's negative experiences that they've had in their past. Sometimes we trigger some emotional feelings and memories for them. Judgments jump in, fear jumps in, lack of self-worth, communication dramas, and so much more. We could probably spend the whole 30 minutes just talking about what triggers a difficult situation. The other issue in finding a great solution is that when we are in the middle of dealing with these difficult people or the situation, we're so deep into it, it's real easy for us to look at ways to change the other person. Well, if you have ever listened to me or read any of my work, you will know that I will never teach you how to change someone else. We cannot do that. Only they can do it. We can set examples, and they may choose to change because of our example, but we really can't change them. We must find something inside of us that we will, you know, that will help us defuse the difficult situation and help us to stay authentic to ourselves while dealing with the person from a place of authenticity. Only when coming from our essence, our authenticity, will we ever find a win-win result to any difficult person or situation. If we get out of essence, we're going to find a win-lose or a lose-lose situation at best. So as I said, to help us find some answers, I've asked one of my favorite people in the entire world to join us, Pam Thomas. And instead of reading a list of her accomplishments as an introduction, I just thought I would just tell you a little bit about this beautiful person. Pam is one of the most awesome people that I have ever met, and she actually walks her talk with integrity and authenticity. Pam just oozes compassionate and empathic caring for each person she meets, and she shares her wisdom and life experiences with the world through her amazing work. She is passionate about helping each person see their own internal beauty, and she refuses to see anything other than that in people. Pam takes every life experience she has, and she squeezes as much learning and growth from it as possible. And then she turns around and shares it with her students and her clients and her friends so that they, too, can learn from her experiences. Pam's list of accomplishments, programs, and works is, oh, man, there's just so much to talk about. So what I'm going to do, instead of reading this list, I'm going to allow you to read it for yourself. Visit her website, which is whatswithinyou.com, and see more about that. You can also listen in as Pam hosts her own show here on Empower Radio called The Attraction Factor, and it's awesome, by the way. She is also on all the social media outlets. You know, she's on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and I'm sure there's many, many more that I'm not even aware of. Check her pages out and see how her work can add to your life in so many wonderful ways. We will talk more about how to connect with Pam at the end of the show. But for now, let's bring Pam on. Pam, how are you doing today, my friend?
Wow. I'm good, but my goodness.
Well, I always read all your accomplishments and all the things you do, but I wanted people to know more about who you are. And that's who I see when I talk to my friend.
Thank you. That is such a wonderful and amazing gift that you've given me, and I appreciate it, and I'm touched beyond words. I'm getting a little misty here.
Good. I accomplished what I set out to do. No, that's my goal. I want to see if I could bring tears today. No. Well, Pam, nearly every day, it seems, we find ourselves dealing with difficult people. And sometimes we are just dealing with a person who intimidates us. Other times it's with someone who seems to be interrogating us.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a person who's playing in the victim mode, and other times it's an aloof person. I mean, there's so many things that go into all of this. And I know that every situation with a difficult person is unique, and we cannot change them, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that people can do to prepare themselves for the possibility of dealing with negative, difficult people?
I think the best thing you can possibly do to prepare yourself is to remind yourself that you have a choice. Because I know sometimes when we're dealing with difficult people, sometimes in that dealing, we have a tendency to make ourselves shrink. And that makes us feel powerless. And of course, when we feel powerless, we don't feel like we have a choice. But the bottom line is, we do. We have a choice. We get to choose whether or not we want to shrink, or whether or not we want to stand tall and stand in our power and say, you know what, I'm worth a heck of a lot more than what I'm getting here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to choose not to take this.
Yeah. Yeah. The very cool thing about this, and when I first started learning about how to deal with difficult people, I learned all these great tools, all these mm-hmm. great lessons that were going to help me out. But I would find, or I ran across times that I would be smack dab in the middle of a situation before I remembered that I had these choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to learn that I can call a timeout and back away.
Sure.
And, you know, so often it's like that's seen as a sign of, or felt, I know that for me, I'll use me. For me, I felt as it was a sign of weakness at first mm-hmm. to do mm-hmm. that. And so my choice would be, instead of backing away to come at this from a different angle, I would sometimes just charge right on into it and let my ego come out to play. And that wasn't always a great thing to do.
Yeah. And it's natural. It's because we're defending ourselves. And it's natural when we want to defend ourselves, ego to. And here's the thing. I mean, the choice is ours to whether we respond or we react to a situation. Mm-hmm. And people often misunderstand anger as reactionary. Sometimes we're entitled to respond in an angry way. Sometimes that's what's necessary. But when we give ourselves the space and the time to respond, that's when we come from that place of power. And when I say power, I'm not talking about maniacal power. I'm talking about personal power.
How do you keep anger from going to the negative side? I mean, there is a positive way to allow anger in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's very easy to cross that line. How do you have a way to help people differentiate or stop themselves from going across that line?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important to give yourself permission to be angry. And secondly, I think to avoid the negativity, you don't have to stoop to the levels of victimhood, name-calling, passive-aggressive behavior. I mean, we've all encountered that from people. And I think that's where it crosses the line into negativity. I think, we have, what I do with myself is I remember that words are forever. And I want to choose my words carefully. And I can be angry and still choose my words carefully. And I can be angry and still make sure that I'm not stooping to those levels of, oh, woe is me, I'm a victim here, or pulling out the passive aggressive card.
Hmm. Yeah. I know that one of the things that I've worked with before, and it worked very well, was it was an actual letter. that you would write after the fact. Finally learned how to bring it in on the front end, was an anger to love model. And in that, knowing that I had to go to that place of love in my communication, it allowed me to keep my anger at a level where it was simply stating my feelings, stating my concerns, stating whatever it was, without letting it get out of control and attacking and all of that. Because when you attack, it's really hard to get to that love place.
Sure.
So that was one thing that I learned was allow the anger to come out knowing that I'm going to transform that into a place of love. And at the very least, I'm going to stop it and not go to where I'm, you know, wherever this thing could go.
Yeah. And even if you can't change it into a place of love for that other person, because maybe you're not feeling a lot of love for that other person, and that's okay. At least recognize the love that you have for yourself.
Right. And yeah, I think that's what it was the love that I had for myself, and also the love that I had for the situation. Because if I'm getting emotionally charged in a situation because somebody else is reacting in one way, there's something about that situation that I love. So it was, if I irritate that other person so much that it makes them angry and they disengage or walk away or do not resolve the situation, then I have hurt me and I've hurt the situation. I've hurt that other person. We all lose. I think we're saying the same thing here.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely do. And for me, it's a matter, can I look myself in the face in the mirror every morning? I have to be able to do that. If I can't, then something's seriously wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. It's, you know, we've just got to stay true to us, which brings us back to what one of the things that you teach the most, and that's to discover your internal beauty. Discover your authenticity and practice it.
Oh, absolutely.
Know what it is so that you empower yourself when you do run into a difficult situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And in doing that, I mean, I used to be very quick-tempered. very, very quick-tempered and very reactionary. And I used to play a lot in the land of victimhood, so I know it really well. So I can spot it from 5,000 miles away. But, you know, through the work that I've done with myself and with my clients, I recognize, you know, it all comes back down to caring about myself enough to giving myself that opportunity to choose. And so, you know, I have a very long wick when it comes to getting angry, and it takes a lot to get me to that angry point. And so when somebody pushes a button, I, you know, make the choice. Is this a hill to die on? Do I need to allow that to really push a button? And if it isn't a hill to, if it is a hill to die on, then I will die on that hill, but I choose my hills very, very, very carefully. Yeah. Sorry for all those bad analogies. Goodness, I have wicks and hills. And
well, yeah, they're actually great analogies. And the thing about it is, if you're going to die on a hill, you still can do that from a place of authenticity. You don't have to go to ego. You don't have to become the intimidator or the victim or you don't have to do any of that.
Nope.
It's just simply stating that this is a strong enough cause that you're going to stand your ground. There's no compromise in your feelings.
Yeah.
And that's okay, folks.
Yeah.
That's perfectly okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah, I too used to have a very short wick. And I could jump into that intimidator mode really, really quick. And then I always fell into victim mode afterwards because I would start feeling sorry for me because I got in that situation. I'd feel sorry for the situation. And I hated that. I'd be mad at myself for being in the victim mode. Then I'd be a victim because I fell into the victim. It's just a spiral.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just so damaging.
And I think what's really important, too, is to remember when you stand in your own personal power and you don't allow someone else to make you feel whatever it is they're trying to make you feel, not only are you standing in your power and your authenticity, but you're setting a boundary. You're saying, I'm not going to tolerate that behavior. And recognize, too, that that person's response may be passive-aggressive, it may be negative, but you don't have to fall prey to it. You don't have to buy into it. you can make the choice to walk away from it now that you've stood in your power, you've said your piece, you've done what you needed to do to be true to you and in integrity. And what that person does, that's their deal. That's their issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this all always falls back into, not always, most of the time when we run into these situations like we've been talking about here, we get into that having to win mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to break away from that.
I still fall
into that. You know, I've got to win this. Well, the only way I'm ever going to win is, like Pam's saying, is if I stay true to me, mm-hmm. and I can walk away from that knowing that I did the best that I could do, and I did stay true to me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what happens. If I win the battle that I've got with this other person, but I've come out of integrity, I didn't win.
Absolutely.
So the best that we can do is to be true to us.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that's the key, is being true, you know, and that's so important, because I've seen so many people, and I've done it myself, where, oh my God, I don't want to rock the boat, or I don't want to poke the bear. So I'm going to cower in the corner and I'm not going to speak my truth. And really what ends up happening is then I end up feeling small, and then I end up feeling angry and resentful, as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to be in integrity. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And because I'm honoring myself, but I'm also honoring you by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also honoring the other person by not falling into the negativity, by not crossing the boundaries of victimhood and passive aggressive behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, when you do not speak up, it boils down to you devalue yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you devalue yourself, it goes far beyond the situation that you chose to stay quiet.
Sure.
You know, I can devalue myself by not speaking up in one situation, and all of a sudden I'm having to work on things that I have worked on many times before.
Well,
you know, all the self, you know, not being good enough, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it just perpetuates the situation by not speaking up. I've been there, not too long ago actually, where I didn't speak up, where I played smaller than I should have. And it just perpetuated the situation. And it created a lot of internal chaos for me. And it was when I did speak up and I said, hey, this is not okay. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to tolerate this. This is not okay. That's when the chaos and the drama, it ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was able to move on from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that's so cool, because it will end if for no other reason than the fact that you have just cleared up your picture of
mm-hmm.
what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might still be some chaos going on somewhere else with the whole situation, but you have gotten clear on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've just gifted yourself that, which is incredible.
Well, and I have absolutely no control over what the other person's doing or what the chaos in their mm-hmm. world, but I do have control over whether or not I want to continue to perpetuate the chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And to try to sway their actions, their opinions, their chaos it's really fruitless.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because we have no clue what's driving that, unless we're going to be able to sit down in a, you know, multiple one-on-one sessions to discover what is driving their actions. Most of us don't have that option. So, you know, we really can't do a whole lot to change them at all. We can only work on ourselves, empower
Absolutely.
Ourselves. And when we rise up in authenticity, when we rise up from essence, they'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an energy shift. It might mm-hmm. not change what they have going on, but there will be an energy shift.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. And you're basically serving as, well, if you will, a role model and allowing people to know how you will and will not be treated.
Exactly. Setting those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
and we one of the things that I teach, and I'm sure Pam does as well, is when you're setting your boundaries, I like to use the analogy, set your boundaries with fences, not walls.
Yes.
That fence, you know, you can sit on the chain link fence and still have your border, your boundary there in front of you and have a conversation with your neighbor. When you build a wall, you cut that off.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't don't shut the door on the situation unless you just cannot find a way to be okay in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are some situations where you do need to shut the door.
Yes. Yeah, there are some, there are many. And if you're being abused in any way, shape, form, or fashion, shut that door and step away from it.
Absolutely.
Figure out what you need to do.
Yeah, especially when, you know, passive-aggressive behavior is being used as a tactic for bullying, because that does happen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just, you do have to shut the door. Sometimes you do have to say, you know what, I'm done, and I don't want any more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Well, Pam, do you have any other ideas on what people can do to empower themselves so that they are more ready to step out into the world and deal with a situation when they run into difficult people?
Well, I think it's really important to recognize that you have worth, and your worth is well worth protecting and upholding. And it goes back to the authenticity integrity piece. You know, I think that's really important, is recognizing we all have worth. Even the person we're having a difficult time with has worth. And when we can look at it from that perspective, that really helps kind of shift things. You know, I've bumped up against difficult people, as I know you have. And I think what's really important is recognizing, while you may not like what that person is doing, that person still is a human being. They may, as you mentioned in the intro, they may be going through a difficult time in their own world. We don't necessarily know what's going on. That doesn't excuse bad behavior. That doesn't excuse the difficulty, but at least recognizing that they are human too. Mm-hmm. And having to live with our behavior and our actions is really important. You know, you may not like the person you're having a difficult time with, but that doesn't give anyone the license to retaliate in such a way that does long-term damage.
Right, right. And that just, that takes you so far out of your own essence and authenticity that you're damaged for a while.
Absolutely.
It's difficult to come back from that. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, in addition to what Pam just said, the things that I like to tell people to do, when you're up against these difficult situations, do your best to remove all judgment. Try not to take what they say and do personally. Mm-hmm. Just listen with curiosity, with openness. Try to hear beyond the tone and the volume and the words that they're using. Not to create a therapy situation, but just so that you can find more understanding, so that you can see that this probably is not a personal attack on you. And that allows it to, for me anyway, that allows me to stay in my essence, to stay in my authenticity a lot longer. And most of the time, that's plenty to get me into a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah. A lot of times, people's behavior is a projection of their own fears and insecurities.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Pam, it has come to that time where I want you to have some fun with some guiltless self-promotion. So if you would, just tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and then any projects you might have going on.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think you mentioned my website, whatswithinyou.com. And, of course, my email address is pam@whatswithinyou.com. And so I'm always checking email, so people can feel free to reach me that way. What's on the horizon? Goodness. You know, launching another daily OM program here in the summer called 21 Days to More Peaceful You with my partner in crime. I can't wait to launch that. And currently have a daily OM program called Overcoming Not Good Enough, which I've been having a blast with. So looking forward to more of the same. And I don't know, I'm kind of opening myself up this summer to possibilities and potentials that I have no idea exist right now. I'm just, you know, being open and receptive to what comes my way.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, please be sure to check out Pam's work. Connect with her in any way that you can, and just stay in the loop as she compassionately assists you in empowering the internal beauty within you. Her website, again, is whatswithinyou.com. And I just want to thank Pam again so much. thank you for being on the show. I just love you being here as our guest, and I love the wisdom that you bring along with you. So,
thank you, my friend. It's always, as always, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for following his vision and creating Empower Radio. Also, thanks to Brooks for producing the show today. He sure does a great job keeping us in line and making us sound good for you guys. Please tune into the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. I promise you, you will find at least one that will speak to your heart. Share Empower Radio with your friends and help spread the positive sides of life. Remember to send in your questions and comments through Life's Toolbox Facebook page or through my website, www.kennybrixey.com. I love to hear from you, and I look forward to responding to your messages. Until next week, remember, don't let difficult people ruin your day.